At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warm up on the low. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Any podcast today presented by DraftKings, and vote yes on Prop 27. Prop 27 that is working to get Californians online in sports betting, just like over half the country is able to right now. Folks out there in cities like Portland, Chicago, New York, you're able to go online. They're able to. The good folks in California, they currently are not able to. So vote yes on Prop 27, and we're also voting yes on a terrific podcast today, as in segment number 2, Justin Perry does amazing work over there at Shot Quality Bets. He is going to be joining me, and we're going to be taking a look at, well, what we've all been getting out of this Yankees series in general, as I know that he was actually there at Yankee Stadium for Game 1. He's been doing a terrific job handicapping all these games all season long, so going to get some of his general takeaways there. We'll dive into some of the games for Saturday, a little bit mysterious as to what we're going to be able to get out of the Phillies, just because as we did the interview with him, the Phillies were still a little bit TBD in terms of their pitcher, but especially on the American League side of things, we will have you guys chucked full of great information there. And then in the final segment, going to give you guys picks and analysis on all 4 games on the betting board for this MLB Saturday as we touch them all. If you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM. Naming does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter questions today, but we had an awesome day of baseball on Friday. Let's take a look back at it, try to find some trends, and try to get to know these teams a little bit better.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
The Cleveland Guardians show resilience. They get it done in 10 innings, 4-2 the final, as the New York Yankees, they get a pair of runs in the first inning off of a Giancarlo Stanton home run, and then things went awry from there. Yankees go 0-7 with men in scoring position, 11 men stranded as a whole, as Nestor Cortes, he did give up a home run in this one, but not a bad start. 2 runs surrendered in 5 innings. He did allow a home run to Amed Rosario, his first home run season. But something we're going to talk to Justin Perry about is starters becoming relievers in the postseason and coming out of the bullpen, as, in my opinion, that costed the Yankees in this one. Jameson Taillon, he comes in the 10th inning, allows 2 runs, 3 hits without getting a single out. Now, a few of those were bloopers. So Josh Naylor hit, that was nailed pretty hard, as prior to that, you had Wandy Peralta lend a scoreless inning. Clay Holmes, Lou Trevino, they both gave a pair of outs out of the bullpen, and Jonathan Loaisiga, 1 2/3 innings scoreless, and then Clark Schmidt from there did get 3 outs in that 10th inning. But as the Cleveland Guardians have done all season long, they were nails with their bullpen. Shane Bieber, after giving up that home run to Giancarlo Stanton, nothing allowed from there. Trevor Steven, 1 1/3 innings scoreless, as Bieber went 5 2/3 innings. James Karinchak, he got a pair of outs out of the bullpen, got into trouble as he and Emmanuel Clase both used up for 29-plus pitches in this game. But Clase, 2 1/3 innings scoreless. Josh Hader-esque, if you remember what he did in the postseason many years ago. So that was solid. This was also very solid. A 6-spot for the Philadelphia Phillies in the 3rd inning. They take down the Atlanta Braves by a count of 9-1. Spencer Strider got the start, and, well, he could not find his stride. He got 7 outs. He gave up 5 runs, all of which were earned. I tweeted this out, and it really is true. Exhibit A of why I like to fade guys coming off the injury list. He was hurt by his own throwing error on a pickoff attempt, and then things just went way downhill from there, as he allowed a home run to Rhys Hoskins, his first of the season, allowed a few men on base, and then Dylan Liu came in to relieve him, gave up a home run to Bryce Harper as well. Harper, who did not look good towards the end of the regular season since coming off the injury list, now he's looking very, very good, as he had another 3 RBI game in this one, another multi-hit game. And then for the Atlanta Braves, for Lee, he gave up that 1 run in 2/3 of an inning. Jake Odorizzi had to come in long relief. That's never a good thing. 2 runs surrendered in 3 innings. Jesse Chavez, he gives up 1 run in 2 innings. And then for the Philadelphia Phillies, the defense behind Aaron Nola was a little bit spotty. He gives up an unearned run, but still 6 innings, giving up just that 1 unearned run from their Connor Brogdon, Brandon, Jose Alvarado, all lend a scoreless inning. So now it's going to be do or die for the Atlanta Braves on Saturday. And then things wrap up with the DK Nation pick hitting and the San Diego Padres getting us 1 game closer to perhaps another early exit for the LA Dodgers. 2-1 the final in this one, as Blake Snell goes 5 1/3 innings. He allows just 1 run, and for the LA Dodgers, it was the wholesale approach. Tony Gonsolin, he gets 4 outs while giving up 1 run. From there, Andrew Heaney as a poke guy, he gives up a home run, gives up just a solo shot over the course of 3 innings, as Trent Grisham took him deep. From there, bullpen did their part. Yancy Almonte, Alex Vesia, both get a pair of outs out of the bullpen. Evan Phillips, 1 1/3 inning scoreless. Tommy Kahnle, he was able to fire in there a scoreless inning as well. But for the San Diego Padres, Josh Hader now 13 straight appearances without allowing a run, an earned run, because he did give up an earned run when he went up against this very team a few weeks ago. But like I said, he fires in there a scoreless inning. Nick Martinez, a pair of outs out of the bullpen. And then Luis Garcia and Robert Suarez, they were both able to fire in there a scoreless inning as well. And if you're taking a look at Major League Baseball right now and what we've all been getting in the wild card round along with the divisional series, well, it has been a very interesting ordeal for all of these teams, as we have been noticing that the unders have been able to come through quite a bit. As overall for the postseason, we have seen 9 unders to 6 overs, so that is an under rate of right around 60 or so percent. Home teams have been able to do a solid job, 9-6 straight up, and favorites, they've had a tough go of it. They're just 7-8 straight up. If you've been taking the underdogs, it certainly has been profitable, and for favorites, they are 6-9 on the run line. So honestly, if you've been taking the favorites on the run line, you've been faring much better than if you've been taking them on the money line. That's what we're seeing in the MLB postseason right now, and that's what we got on Friday. And by the way, with hitting that DK Nation pick, I've given out a pick in all 4 series, and all 4 have hit. So let's see if we can keep that going. And a man that always keeps it going with just being able to pick winners in general and taking a look at the game of baseball as a whole, that'd be Justin Perry of Shot Quality Bets. He joins me next right here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the Beeson Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast, and it is always great to be joined by our guests as Justin Perry does an absolutely amazing job taking a look at so many different things over there at Chalk Quality Bets, does a great job handicapping the NFL. MLB, as he has done on this podcast all season, college basketball as well. I know that he does some work over there at Numbers Edge, which also helps out with sports simulations. And for those of you guys in the NFT game, he does great work over there at Collective XYZ. And to be able to follow Justin Perry on Twitter, that is his name, Justin Perry, last name spelled P-E-R-R-I, and then the letter And then the number 8 at the back half of that. And Justin, always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Hey, Greg. That list's getting a little long, man. I really appreciate the shout out to everything that I have going on. Excited to be here, talk a little playoff baseball. Doesn't matter if, you know, my Yankees kind of blew it. I'm sure we'll dive into what's been going on there. But it's the best time of the year for sports.
It is certainly the best time of year. And well, it's a great time of year if you are a fan out there in the northeast part of the country. As the Phillies, they are still alive. Unfortunately, the Metropolitans, well, that was not necessarily so great for them. But I know that you're a New York Yankees fan. And before we dive into any games for Saturday and just take a look at some of these series as a whole, what were your thoughts on Jameson Taillon coming in the 10th inning? Because I'm always a believer that when it comes to putting these starters in the bullpen, it should be really a last resort. Like when the Rays and the Guardians got into the 15th inning, the Rays went with Corey Kluber. That was just because they had a complete lack of options. That happens. Like Nathan Eovaldi way back in the day going into the World Series game for the Red Sox. Once again, completely just needed it in general. I just felt like with the Yankees, they could have won a few more innings before going with a guy like a Jameson Taillon, because I always feel like being a starter is just so different to being a player out of the bullpen, and those that are able to flip the switch and go from being a starter to a relief piece, I think that it's very special, because we see a lot of these guys, like we've seen this postseason, flop.
Definitely, and I was a little annoyed when I saw Taillon trot out. I mean, they only went through a few guys, right? Like, you could have gone to Castro, you could have gone to Schmidt. I think that you have to take a look at that before making somebody who isn't a high-tension relief guy, a big scenario guy, into that. And we've seen the results across baseball. It's hard to change your job at the last minute. It doesn't really matter what you do. If you're sort of given a new assignment, it can be difficult. We don't really need to now see Taillon blow it in Cleveland, hopefully, as a starter. I was always kind of worried about his spot in this rotation if they used him, especially with the rain pushing this game to Friday. It's definitely a very interesting spot for the Yankees now, obviously at a disadvantage, need to take a game in Cleveland to stay alive. I don't know. It's looking like that might be the decision that haunts this team. I can tell you, as a Yankee fan, the Cashman Boone job of managing the talent here has always kind of been the thorn in the side of the squads they've been able to build over the years. I hope they can sort of weather the storm. I do have Yankees in 4, so we would need the sweep. I could see it happening, but 2 runs is not enough when you have an offense like this. You got to do better.
Yep, I agree with you. And in my opinion, you got to move Aaron Judge out of the leadoff spot. When they had Aaron Judge in the leadoff spot, that was once again out of necessity. Like, everyone for the New York Yankees was injured. So in like late August, early September, they pushed him up there, and that made sense, because when your other guys are like Isaiah Kinnear-Falefa, you're relying upon Oswaldo Cabrera and things like that, you know what, understandable. But now that you've got guys like Giancarlo Stanton and company back in the fold, I do think that the Yankees need to do whatever they can to take a little bit of pressure off of Aaron Judge, because it just feels like everything that he's went through this season, carrying the team during the regular season, going for 62 home runs, it's weighing on him, and he just didn't look right at the plate on Friday, going for that golden sombrero that was very nearly a platinum sombrero.
Right. I got a stat for you, Greg. Did you know that there have only been 4 occurrences of a player who led the league in home runs who strikes out 4 times in a postseason game that year? It's 4 times only. Today was one of them, and the other 3 were also Aaron Judge, all coming in 2017. So outside of Judge, it has never happened. Right? It is not something you're used to seeing. I don't know if it's analytics based and it's because they're saying, all right, you know, full green light, take the swings, take the cuts. Your ball in play is sort of like that Steph Curry 3, right? It just has that higher expected value. And that's why they put him in the number one spot, to try to get that 5th at bat from Aaron Judge. And sometimes, you know, they'll put Bader in the 9, so he has some support. But I'm with you. I mean, move him to 2. Move him to 3. I understand that he might see less at-bats, but what are the value of those at-bats, right? If you can get more value out of at-bats with people in front of you, with men on, with pitchers coming out of the stretch instead of the windup, I mean, that's something that isn't really talked about a lot in common fandom, is how much someone on base can literally affect how the pitcher throws. And so Aaron Judge going up that 1st at-bat every day, there's no one on. He is getting the pitcher's full force. There's, you know, they have everything. They can get everything. He's rested. They haven't seen any pitches. Usually the first guy in baseball goes up there and takes a bunch of pitches so the rest of the bench can see what the pitcher's throwing. Why are you wasting Aaron Judge on something like that? I mean, I think you let him sit back, watch the pitcher start, get a guy on. He comes up with one out, a man on first. It's a different scenario than, okay, let's give Aaron Judge everything we have. You can only do one run of damage or put a man on second base. I understand the analytics. I just think they're looking at them a little bit incorrectly. It's hurting the team.
Yep, it certainly is. And that is going to lead to a very pivotal game three on Saturday. Is joining me on the podcast, we do have our good friend, Justin Perry. As of right now, it's pretty much this way across the board. Yankees are -115 +105 on the Cleveland Guardians. Total of a 6.5 with a little bit of juice on the over. And even though the game on Friday went to extra innings, I'm not sure about you, but what I really like here is the under. I did make the Guardians a slight favorite just because Tristan McKenzie has been lights out at home. And for Luis Severino, ever since he's come off the injured list, he's been able to do a solid job. But Luis Severino does concern me a little bit on the road. With Cleveland Guardians, they do have a bullpen advantage, in my opinion, as well. So I did make the Cleveland Guardians the favorite in this spot. I'm not sure how you see this playing out, but this has just been a low-scoring series all along. And not like the weather in Cleveland is going to be terrific on Saturday. I just really can't see us getting a high-scoring game in this one.
I'm with you on it. I think these unders in the playoffs have been the right way to take these games, maybe outside the Phillies series, because we have seen the Braves and Phillies beat up
on each other. And the Phillies have by far the worst bullpen in the entire playoffs.
Exactly. So you have bullpen excellence here. And Severino looked great in his October start against the Rangers. And he was pulled out on that no-hit bid, right? And people were like, why didn't you let him start? Why didn't you let him go? And this is why. Saturday is why. You know, this is what he is here for. This is why they didn't want him gassed. This is now essentially a must-win game for the Yankees. They need to get back in front. They need to retake home court advantage immediately. This is probably one of the biggest games of Sevy's career. I think he'll get it done. I know that the Guardians are in their better split. We do have them facing the righty, who they do have a little bit more pop against. But I think Severino's looked pretty nice. I know he had a little bit of trouble with the Blue Jays, but that's one of the better, you know, offenses in the league, even if they had a tough year. I think he probably gets it done. This is not going to be a tough pitching environment for him. This team isn't going to take advantage of his, like, you know, lower than average hard hit allowed rate. He still does have a really nice expected ERA for the entire season, doesn't allow high slugging rates, doesn't allow a lot of hit balls in play, and misses bats. He gets swings and misses. So I'm pretty excited for him to go. He's had his peak, right? He's 28 years old. He's been in the league for a while now, seventh year. I'm excited to see Luis Severino try to put it together and put the Yankees on his back. I expect this one to be another good opportunity for the under. I would probably take, personally, because I see the Yankees probably competing in this game, I would take the Cleveland under and probably pair it with the Yankees money line, or, you know, the other way around, because the team that doesn't score is going to lose. And one of these teams is probably going to get to 4 or 5 runs. And I do personally think it's the Yankees. See it like a 5-1, 5-2 type win for the Yankees. We'll see how it goes. But that's my hypothesis at the moment.
I have a little bit more faith in Tristan McKenzie, but I don't have any faith in the Cleveland Guardians really being able to go a yard in this game. 50 home runs at home this season. That is the fewest in the big leagues. That excludes the postseason where they've had a pair, but not like their home run rate has been like dramatically going up at home either. So I'm with you. I do think that it's a low scoring game. I have a little bit more faith in Cleveland, but feels like we're in lockstep that we are not going to be getting a whole lot of runs in this game. Now, this one, in my opinion, is fascinating as it's the other American League game. As Justin Perry of Shot Quality Bets is joining me on the podcast, Lance McCullers Jr. goes for Houston. George Kirby on the bump for Seattle. Pick'em game between -105 to -110 both ways. Total on this game is 7. You're able to take a look at the Astros, and they've got all the world's momentum on their side. They ripped the soul out of Seattle twice, but we know that Seattle is going to be rocking in this game. It is their first home postseason game since Ichiro Suzuki was a rookie, which that just feels wrong coming out of my mouth. It has been that long, and George Kirby is going to be on the mound. And what I think is key here is, can Seattle be disciplined at the plate? Lance McCullers Jr. has given up right around 4 walks per 9 innings, because I think that that's the key, because I see another low-scoring game here. I lean towards the under, but I think the big thing for Seattle is not trying to do too much at the plate. A team that they really don't do a great job will be able to put the ball in play, draw those walks, try to get that one big hit to push themselves over the top.
I'm with you. George Kirby, 4 years old when the Mariners played that game. It's crazy. And now he has them on his shoulders, their last hope for their postseason run that's sort of been unbelievable. Met with like a dagger to the heart with a Yordan Alvarez monster slam out of the park with one of the hardest hit baseballs maybe ever. like top five in the StatCast era, I think number three or four. But still, unbelievable that it's basically Kirby's time to shine. I think this kid is going to be a star. I'm really excited about it. He actually comes from like my area. He's a Westchester kid, went to Rye High School. So I'm really excited to see someone local kind of tear it up in the postseason. I do like his ability to limit this Astros team. I would look at his pitcher props before you take a peek at maybe like first five under, because he could maybe see a short leash. If it's a tight game, if there's a big spot, that's all pretty possible. But I do expect them to give him a chance to really go out there and play in a high leverage situation. This is what you want him experiencing in his rookie year. This Mariners team is definitely poised for a run. I think they get it done. At the end of the day, I don't hate taking this Mariners team. We're seeing what's going on with Phillies on Friday night, putting up a big number early in front of their fans there in the postseason for the first time in over a decade. I think we might see the same type of energy from the Mariners. And of course, the Astros are in a position to maybe, like, you know, give a game up and not have to like push everything if they take an early deficit, which I imagine they might.
For the Seattle Mariners, I don't see them being able to win the series, but I do think that their residency in the postseason going to be able to last one night longer. And when it comes to the NL, we really don't have numbers on either of these games, and just hard to get too much on this Philadelphia Phillies game, as it is going to be a closeout game, but we just don't know who's going to be starting. I have to think that it won't be Noah Thor Syndergaard who's going out there, because he's been pitching in relief, which means that you get either Kyle Gibson or Bailey Falter. I recognize that Charlie Morton isn't great, but that's less than ideal for the Phillies. And then the other game I think is going to be fascinating, because we're doing this before game three of Dodgers versus Padres goes final. So this is going to be a very decisive game one way or the other. But Tyler Anderson and Joe Musgrove is a tremendous matchup, and we see it time and time again with the LA Dodgers. They come into the postseason with the league's most amount of wins. They've been doing a rock solid job time and time again all throughout the regular season, and in the postseason it just goes completely down the toilet bowl. Do you fear that this could be happening once again? Because we saw Joe Musgrove look amazing against the New York Mets. And when it comes to the LA Dodgers, they've got really good pitching all around. They no longer really have that dominant ace that is going to be going out there. And for Tyler Anderson, I feel like he's been getting a little bit lucky all season long.
I don't disagree on the Anderson analysis. This Dodgers team is missing Walker Buehler so bad. That's where they really want to hang their hat at the end of the year, as a pitcher like him, and they do not have it at the moment. You know, Musgrove did look really good. He has been in solid form to finish the season. He did look pretty solid, not as great as the beginning of his season when he kind of lit everyone up and looked incredible. He did regress in the middle of the season. You know, his June, July, August was not nearly as pretty as what his May and April looked like, but he's sort of gotten it back into gear, right? Last 11 innings, no runs allowed, 15 strikeouts. The walks have been a little high in that Dodgers when he faced the Dodgers last time, but he kept them off the board for five innings. And that's what they're going to look for him to do. And then they're going to try to take the lead at home and force an elimination game in their own stadium. So I like Musgrove just have a nice start. I think, you know, betting on him to either see that 18th out. I don't know where the line's going to come out at, obviously, but if you can get that, like, you know, 17.5, 16.5 type line, I don't hate that on outs. I think he probably does bring the strikeout stuff. If you can get a 5.5, 6.5, I think both of those numbers probably do all right. But he might go over on the walks. It's playoff baseball. So I think that we see probably a lower scoring first half. Dodgers maybe falter. I could see Anderson struggling. So we'll see how it all goes. But I do like backing Musgrove, maybe taking out the offense on the Padres side, because you just never really know what's going to happen with that.
Yep, absolutely. And when it comes to my personal handicap of this game, I made the Padres the slightest of slight favorites. So we shall see if that's going to be able to hold up. And if we get another total as north of 7, like we were seeing on Friday, I'll be willing to take that under as well. And Justin, I know you're doing a great job getting set for what is going to be a great college basketball season. You do a great job week in and week out when it comes to handicapping the NFL and MLB. And I know you've joined me quite a bit on VSiN. You always do a great job on that network as well. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and everything that you've got going on in general.
Yeah, my pleasure, Greg. Thank you. So, you know, my big focus right now is definitely preparing for the college basketball season. What we're developing over at Shock Quality Bets is honestly some of the most exciting stuff I've ever been able to help with. And we're going to have like a really comprehensive suite of basketball tools to help people see the game without like outcome bias, without recency bias, to help people cut through the noise and and see the real numbers of the shots being taken. So check out Shot Quality Bets. Follow me at JustinPerry8 for everything else more. We're going to actually be giving away a free month subscription to the site this weekend. So, you know, definitely check out Shot Quality Bets on Twitter.
And Justin doing an amazing job getting set for the upcoming college basketball season. And as you guys know from listening to this podcast, every single time he joins me, he always delivers just great insights and a lot of winners as well. So it is always a pleasure to get Justin aboard. A big thanks to him for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this MLB Saturday as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball. This is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get our good friend over there at Shot Quality Bets, Justin Perry, aboard. He does amazing work taking a look at the great game of baseball, but on top of that, I know that he is getting prepped, much like myself, for what is going to be an amazing college basketball season as well. It is always a pleasure to get him aboard. Big thanks to Justin for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this MLB Saturday as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter feed at @unit_D1. We are going to be going in Las Vegas station order. This is where we go with the two National League games first and then the two American League games after that. Now, as I do this, Dodgers versus Padres has a set pitching matchup, but typically you just don't see numbers come out until after the game, so I am going to be doing this without a set line yet for Dodgers versus Padres, but I've got my handicap, so I'll tell you where I see value, and then once you get the openers in the AM, we're going to be able to find some winners from there. So let's start with 901, 902 on the betting board, which is also the DK Nation pick, the Atlanta Braves. They have the facing off against the Philadelphia Phillies, as it is going to be Noah Thor Syndergaard going for the Phillies. Charlie Morton is going to be on the bump for the Bravos, and the Braves are between -116 and -120 favorites, and between +106 and +110 is the number on the Phillies. 9 is the total. Overs anywhere between -105 and -115, and that is where the DK Nation is going to be. I'm going to be taking a look at this total under now. I do recognize that with Charlie Morton, he has had his issues on the road this season. A 5.72 road ERA compared to a 3.05 home ERA, having given up 16 home runs in 83 and a third innings on the road. So about 1.7 home runs per 9 innings. But I do think that this is going to be a start where he is going to be able to excel. He's been able to pitch in a lot of big games in the past. And Atlanta Braves, based on bullpen usage, they're going to need him to go somewhat deep. But with the Atlanta Braves, what they did in the game that we saw yesterday was utilize, shall we say, lesser bullpen pieces. Jake Odorizzi, Jesse Chavez, they pitched a combined 5 innings. So you still have Rossy Iglesias, AJ Minter available. A pair of guys have been rock solid all season long. Rossy Iglesias, sub 1 ERA since getting to Atlanta. AJ Minter right around a 2 ERA. Colin McHugh is able to give you a 2.60 ERA as well. Even Jackson Stevens, if you need a little bit of length, which that would be a little bit of a last resort, he is there for you as well. So the Braves bullpen still rock solid in this circumstance. Now, I will say for the Phillies, they have gotten to Charlie Morton this season a little bit north of a 4 ERA when he has faced off against the Philadelphia Phillies this season. And for Noah Thor Syndergaard, he's always been a little bit better at home than when he has been on the road. It's been a little bit touch and go for him ever since he has gotten to Philadelphia in 10 total appearances, 9 starts, a 4.12 ERA. And the big thing for Noah Thor Syndergaard this season is that the strikeout numbers are down. He has only been able to get right around about 6.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. Has been able to do a good job in terms of command, though. He's given up a little bit over 2 walks per 9 innings, so you know that he's going to be able to do a solid job there. Coming in the last 30 days, which is 1 relief appearance and 3 starts, posting up a 3.20 ERA. So I do think that he's going to be able to come in, hold down the fourth. The Braves have not seen him all season long, and for the Philadelphia Phillies, because they really had blowout city yesterday, they didn't have to trot out their more of their, shall we say, top-notch relievers, as they did have to throw out their Jose Alvarado, Connor Brogdon, but at the same time, someone like a Sir Anthony Dominguez, he is going to be available for this team. Now, Zach Eflin is right now the closer for them, and that's not necessarily too great, but with the Philadelphia Phillies, a little bit of a hot and cold team, as Bryce Harper, he has been able to get very hot prior to the postseason, and over the last 5 or so weeks since he had come off the injury list, he was sitting right around 200. We saw him go deep yesterday, 3 RBI, multiple hits in that game. Reese Hoskins, who was as cold as an igloo, he goes deep yesterday as well, and you've got constants for this team, as Solange Nick Castellanos has been able to about a 260 all season long. Alec Bohm, Gene Segura, these are guys hitting north of a 275, and you've had JT Realmuto ever since the All-Star break hitting right around 300. And for the Atlanta Braves, they do a solid job of being able to bat to ball themselves. I certainly don't think that they're going to get one run like we saw yesterday. As Dansby Swanson, Austin Riley, Ronald Acuna Jr., William Contreras, Travis d'Arnaud, only between about a 268 to 280 this season. With Riley, 37 total home runs. You've been able to get good power numbers out of Dansby Swanson with over 25 home runs as well. But I do think that the Atlanta Braves, they're going to be able to get a good start out of Charlie Morton. Morton has had a little bit of a, shall we say, iffy season to say the least, but he has been able to come up big in these sort of spots. And I do think that he's going to be able to stymie the Philadelphia Phillies a little bit, which is why the DK Nation write-up is going to be on the under. I do think that the Atlanta Braves are going to do a good job of backing him up. And when it comes to Philadelphia Phillies as well, would not be surprised if we see someone like a Bailey Falter come in long relief of Noah Thor Syndergaard, because I've been noticing it with really both of these guys. When they go second, third time through the lineup, that's where guys really start to hurt him quite a bit. As a matter of fact, for Bailey Falter, he gave up 4 home runs and 153 at-bats. First time through the lineup, 11 bombs and 126 at-bats. Second time through, the batting average going up by about 95 points. So Bailey Falter can probably come out of the bullpen, give this team some solid innings. I do think that the Phillies are going to pull out all the stops to try to be able to wrap this thing up. I don't think that they're going to be able to. I'm setting the Braves at a minus 126. I've got the Braves on the money line, but DK Nation write-up, I do think that we're going to get a lower scoring game. I think that Charlie Morton comes up big, and I think that the Phillies do a good job of mixing and matching with their pieces as well. So writing up the under in this spot as I set my total at an 8.1. 903, 904 on the betting board. It is the LA Dodgers on the road facing off against the Slam Diego Padres. Joe Musgrove going for the Pods, and Tyler Anderson is going to be on the bump for the Dodgers. My handicap is the Padres being a minus 106 favorite and a total of a 6.9. That means 6.5 or less, I'll be looking at an over a 7 or higher to the under. I'm doing this as we currently just don't have numbers up on the game, but reason why I do have Joe Musgrove as a very, very slight favorite is that he has been able to pitch quite well at home this season, 286 ERA at home. Now, he has been giving up the deep ball quite a bit at Petco, about 1.35 home runs per 9 innings in one of the more pitcher-friendly ballparks in the big leagues, but take a look at what Joe Musgrove has been able to do over his last 7 or so starts, a sub-235 ERA. He is coming off of firing 7-plus scoreless innings against the New York Mets in the wildcard round, so he's been rock solid there. And against the LA Dodgers, I'm not going to say he's been great, but at the same time, he hasn't been terrible. 3.63 ERA across 3 starts. He did give up 4 home runs in those starts. That's always something that you fear with the LA Dodgers, as you've got a quadrant of guys with between 21 and 24 home runs thus far this season, and Freddie Freeman, Trey Turner, Will Smith, Max Muncy, and with Muncy, he has been able to pick it up a little bit in terms of batting average, but you have a guy in Freddie Freeman hitting a .325, Trey Turner sitting at .300, Will Smith about a .345 on base, Mookie Betts, 35 home runs. He has been able to do a masterful job at the leadoff spot. Chris Taylor has been cold for the scene, but you got Trey Thompson, Gavin Lux, guys are able to hit above a .265 for this team. For the San Diego Padres, they have been not able to generate a lot of offense at home, but the bullpen pitching has been much better. I'll get to that in a minute as Drickson, Profar, Juan Soto, Ha-Seum Kim, Will Myers, Austin Nola, you're able to throw in there just so many guys hitting between about a .235 to just over a .250. So got a lot of guys in that sector. But for the Padres, about 3.7 runs per game at home this season, nearly 5 runs per game on the road. That's just because Petco Park doesn't surrender a lot of home runs. The only guy that's really been able to crank out the deep ball, Manny Machado, 30 home runs, hitting nearly a .300 thus far this season. Josh Bell, it's been a little bit of a disappointment with the Padres, but you've had guys be able to come up very clutch in this bullpen. Robert Suarez all season long, a sub-3 ERA. Nick Martinez in the role of a reliever has been able to do a solid job as well. Wasn't able to find his footing as a starter, but someone that I'm starting to trust in a little bit more when he is coming out of the bullpen. You've been able to get really good results out of Josh Hader. Going into Friday, he had went 12 straight appearances without allowing an earned run. Tim Hill, a sub-3 ERA. And for the LA Dodgers, they certainly had to pull out all the stops in the bullpen yesterday, but got a lot of unsung guys that could probably come back today and do a solid job. And some of these guys didn't get used yesterday as well, like Evan Phillips, Alex Vesia, Yancy Almonte. All these guys have been able to supply a sub-250 ERA this season. Tommy Kahnle, a sub-3 ERA. Brisardo Gratterall's back in the fold. Blake Treinen, want to see a little bit more out of him. He's been injured for much of the season. Didn't necessarily look sharp on Wednesday, but that said, this is a Dodgers bullpen that is one of the deepest in the league. It had the best bullpen ERA in the National League all season long, so I do think that you get some good pitching there, but as I was alluding to with our good friend in Justin, when it comes to Tyler Anderson, feels like a little bit of a charmed year. Does a terrific job in terms of the command, as his walks per nine rate is about 1.7, giving up 0.7 home runs per nine innings, but he doesn't get a lot of strikeouts. Strikeouts per nine rate, hovering in that neighborhood of 7. He, over his last 5 starts, posting up a 2.03 ERA, so I do think that you're going to see this go northward a little bit. He's been able to do a nice job against the Padres all season long. .88 ERA across 4 starts, giving up just 1 home run. I do think that the Padres have a good shot of being able to get to him, and I think that Joe Musgrove just flat out the better pitcher, and Josh Hader returning to form is mammoth for the team. So I semi total 6.97 or higher. Going to be taking a look at an under 6.5 or less. Going to be taking a look at the over. 9-5, 9-6 on the betting board. It is the New York Yankees on the road facing off against the Cleveland Guardians. Tristan McKenzie is going to be going for the Guardians. Luis Severino is on the bump for the Yankees. The Guardians, they're between -105 and +105 underdogs. -115 across the board is the number on the Yankees. 6.5 is the total. Over is between -115 and -120. And the under, that is between even a -105. And I was talking about it with Justin. I have to disagree with him. I'm going to be going with the Cleveland Guardians. Tristan McKenzie has been lights out all season long at home. And really, when it comes to Tristan McKenzie, towards back half of the season is where he's really been able to gobble teams up, as overall for the season, a sub-3 ERA, and really his home run difficulties did come on the road. He gave up 18 home runs in 110 innings when he was on the road, so right around 1.5 home runs per 9 innings when he has been at home. This has shrunk to more around 0.8 home runs per 9 innings, but with Tristan McKenzie, big reason why he's been able to take off this season after last year, it was very touch and go, was he walks issues. He was giving up nearly 4 walks per 9 innings last season. You take a look at what he was able to do this season, and just nothing short of masterful, about 2.2, 2.3 walks per 9 innings. And the big thing for Tristan McKenzie is that he is coming in about as good a form as you could hope for a pitcher. Since the beginning of the month of July, he has made 17 starts, 2.19 ERA in this time span. I believe that he's given up 3 runs or fewer in all but darn near one of these starts, so he has been tremendous on that front end in that time span, giving up 0.75 home runs per 9 innings, a little bit over 9 punch outs per 9 innings as well. And for the New York Yankees, they did have to pile drive through their bullpen a little bit, but they're still going to have Lucas Lutke available, which is why I did find it a little bit befuddling that they went to Jameis Tyon in the bullpen. And for Luis Severino, good swing and miss stuff all season long, being able to get 10 punch outs per 9 innings. I felt like he should have been able to go for that no-hitter against the Texas Rangers. Personally, that's just me, but when it comes to Severino as well, he's been pretty much equal on the road compared to at home. 3.14 home ERA, 3.22 road ERA. He's been giving up a few walks, but it's nothing too bad. About 2.7 to 2.8 walks per 9 innings. Comes in good form. Really did not face off against the Cleveland Guardians all season long, so not a lot of familiarity for him ever since he's dealt with quite a few injuries the last few seasons. I do think that the Yankees are going to look a little bit better in terms of bats, but with Cleveland, it is a little bit colder there. It's been a pitcher-friendly ballpark all season long, and with Aaron Judge, he's just right now lost in the wilderness. He's got as many hits in the series as myself. Really, since he hit that home run number 60 and the chase for 62 is on, he has diminished a little bit. Now, you do have guys in Anthony Rizzo and Giancarlo Stanton that during the regular season, he combined 63 home runs. Both have a home run in the series, but both of these guys, coupled with Josh Donaldson, all hitting a 230 or lower. Oswaldo Cabrera has been a nice piece for the team, but he had a rough go of it yesterday as well. You do have Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who's able to move the line, hitting about a 265. Jose Trevino is able to about a 250. And Matt Carpenter, he's back in the fold, but with him not getting at-bats for a very long time, deal with injury, he clearly does not look like the same guy. And then for the Cleveland Guardians, not a lot of power. As a matter of fact, dead last in the league in terms of home runs on a per-game basis when they've been at home this season, but Oscar Gonzalez, Amed Rosario, Andrés Jiménez, Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, all guys that had a 280 or better during the regular season. Ramirez north of 120 RBI, 29 home runs. Josh Naylor, he had that big double yesterday. He's been able to supply 20 home runs. Righty and lefty split, something that you do want to watch out for with him, but the Guardians, they still have the better bullpen. They did have to use up James Karinchak and Emmanuel Clase, both for 29-plus pitches yesterday, so that does have to be taken into consideration a little bit, but you still have guys that you're able to rely upon. Sam Entich is a sub-3 ERA during the regular season, and Yadier Los Santos, a 3-1 ERA. Cody Morris, he's able to give you multiple innings out of the bullpen. Eli Morgan is a former starter as well. And then you've got Miguel Castro when it comes to the New York Yankees as well. But they're really going to be relying upon being able to get some length out of Luis Severino in this game. I do think that the Yankees are going to be able to do so. I think that this is going to be another pitcher's duel in this ordeal. I just like the Guardians a little bit more, despite the fact that Class A and James Karinczak had a little bit of a workload yesterday. I think that McKenzie wins narrowly the starting pitching advantage against Luis Severino and what I think is going to be a pitcher's duel. Set the Guardians -124, riding with the Guardians on the money line, and with my total, set it at 6.4, so you're at 6.5, looking under, and we wrap things up with 907, 908 on the betting board. The Seattle Mariners, they are going to be playing us the Houston Astros. Lance McCullers Jr. is going to be going for the Astros, and George Kirby is going to be on the bump for the Mariners. This is a pick'em game. Both of these sides are between -105 and -110. Total on this game is 7. Under is -120, and the over is even. I'm going to be taking a look at the under. I set my total at 6.8. It's a pitcher-friendly ballpark, especially this time of year out there in Seattle. It's not necessarily as cold as a normal October day, but certainly not necessarily hot. But I do think that George Kirby can continue to be pinpoint accurate. With George Kirby this season, it has been remarkable to take a look at. About 1.5 to 1.6 walks per 9 innings has been tremendous at home. 3.28 ERA. He has given up a little bit over one home run per 9 innings when he has been at home, with it being a little bit of a changing of the seasons that should be a lot about. And for George Kirby, he's a rare guy that he is very much a strikes thrower, but at the same time, still gets good swings and misses. A little bit over 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. And with Lance McCullers Jr., I just don't know how deep he's going to be able to go in this game. Now, the good news for him is that he is backed up by the number one bullpen in the big leagues in terms of ERA. Ryan Stanek, Rafael Montero, both posting up a sub-3 ERA this season. They're without Seth Martinez right now, but by and large, this is a really good bullpen that you're able to rely upon. Even Hector Neris had himself a nice go of it last few days. But that said, for Lance McCullers Jr., what has you concerned is the 4.2 walks per 9 innings. He posted up a 2.27 ERA across his 8 starts during the regular season, but that was with a 3.49 fielding independent. He got quite lucky on the balls that were put in play. He had to really strand a lot of guys on and on the road. He has had his struggles. 3.57 ERA, small sample size of 3 starts, 17 and 2/3 innings, allowing 2 home runs in that time span, but opponent's batting average went up by over 75 points when he was on the road, so that is going to be a little bit of an issue. Now, with the Houston Astros, they do have the better lineup in terms of just being able to move the line. They don't strike out a lot. Jose Altuve hit a 300 in the regular season. He and Kyle Tucker both hit between 28 and 29 home runs apiece. Tucker hitting right around 260 for the season. He had a home run back in Houston. Alex Bregman, he's been providing a 365 on base all season long. He had a home run in Houston as well. And then Yordan Alvarez, what more needs to be said? Right now, he's the hottest hitter on the planet going in this postseason. Pair of home runs in that series against the Seattle Mariners. Pair of death shots at that. But you have a couple guys like LMNDC, Trey Boom and Mancini that have had a tough time moving the lineup for the Seattle Mariners. Lowest batting average in the American League post All-Star break during the regular season. They've been able to hit significantly better here in the postseason. Here in the postseason, a 268. I do think that that's going to dry up a little bit. You do have some guys like Cal Raleigh, throw in there, Jared Kelenic, Dylan Moore, guys like this, and a 225 or lower during the regular season. Carlos Santana certainly in that fold, and Eugenio Suarez, so 340 on base during the regular season. He had a home run back in Houston. You've been able to get some good production out of Ty France moving the line. He's hitting a 270, and really the guy that has come up big for this team all postseason long has been J.P. Crawford. He's had a couple nice hits, a little bit of a turned one out there in Toronto, but someone that does a solid job moving the line. And for the Mariners, they do back up George Kirby with a very good bullpen. Matthew Boyd, since he's come over with the team, he has been solid as he, Andres Munoz, Paul Sewald, Eric Swanson, Penn Murphy during the regular season, a sub-3 ERA. Now, Sewald does not look like himself. I have to be wondering if he's dealing with an injury. He's become a little bit unreliable, but Matthew Fessel all season long, he's been able to do a solid job. Had a little bit of a early struggle, but he was able to pick it up late. Matt Brash is someone that they've sent to the bullpen. He's been able to do a rock-solid job. I do think that the Astros are still certainly going to win this series. I do think that Seattle's a little bit outgunned. I do think that George Kirby pitches a little bit better than Lance McCullers in this spot. I think that the walks issues are going to catch up to Lance McCullers in what I think is going to be a well-pitched and low-scoring game out there in Seattle. So my total is 6.8, looking under, and with the Mariners, set them at a -114, so looking at them on the money line, and that will wrap things up for the Saturday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Big thanks to Justin Perry of Shot Quality Bets for joining me in the last segment. If you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, the Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you've got one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I'm going to be coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'm coming at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.